Ladies and gentlemen, I am not exaggerating when I tell you that you are listening to the most important hour in your entire life. I'm William Cooper, and this is the Hour of the Time.
Progress is not foreordained. The key is freedom.
We look at the future and we see nothing.
There's no basis for any squeeze factor.
We are the best of the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what the reaction to tonight's broadcast is going to be, so I'm going to give you some information in the beginning, just in case we're cut off here. I want you to do this. Don't fail to do this. If you do, you will regret it for the rest of your life, and so will the nation. There is a video on Waco, Texas, that you can purchase from Linda Thompson. I have just seen it. I have to tell you, folks, what is revealed on this video. Every American, in fact, every person in this world should see. Must see. If you have to go out and beg or borrow $20 to get this video, you'd better do it. Send $20 to Linda Thompson. Linda Thompson, Thompson. Linda Thompson, a wonderful, fine woman who made this video with the American Justice Federation. That's the American Justice Federation. 3850 South Emerson Avenue, Indianapolis, Indiana 46203. Do this now, folks. Do it right now. Send her $20 right now. Don't ask questions. You must see this video. Linda Thompson, American Justice Federation, 3850 South Emerson Avenue, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46203. The telephone number is area code 317-780-5200. That's 317-780-5200. The fax number is 317-881-2743. That's area code 317-881-2743. That's the fax number. Now, for those of you who are running around your house looking for a pin, here's the address one more time. Send $20. Don't ask questions. Don't procrastinate. Don't call me and ask me what this is all about. You're going to hear it on this broadcast. Just send this woman $20 and do it right now and ask for the Waco video. In fact, if you don't even listen to this broadcast, if you just rush out right now and drop that in the mail, you'll be ahead of the game. You must see this video. If you never look at another video in your life, you must see this video. If you care anything about this country, the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights, you must see this video. Linda Thompson, American Justice Federation. 3850 South Emerson Avenue, Indianapolis, Indiana 46203. One more time, and that's it. Linda Thompson, American Justice Federation, 3850 South Emerson Avenue, Indianapolis, Indiana 46203. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before I get into the meat of this program and explain to you what this video is all about, I have to do something else first. There is an imposter who is warping the minds of an awful lot of people. This person is sick. Sick. Anyone who has to pretend that they're someone or something that they are not is a sick person and needs professional help. When they are foisting their sickness off on others, it is even worse. Many people are being affected by this person. He is being touted as an expert by people like Larry King on Larry King Live, Hard Copy, other television news broadcasts and news magazines and expose shows. The man claims that he was a police officer for 10 years and a criminal investigator for 10 years. The worst part of this, because I've known that he was doing that for several years, but the worst part of it is that he is now claiming to be a wounded Vietnam veteran, now claiming that he was with U.S. Army Special Forces and Army Intelligence and was wounded in Vietnam. All of this, ladies and gentlemen, is a lie. He's made all of this up. And Larry King and Hard Copy and all of these people have not checked his credentials at all. But we have. We have. To get them to believe what he's telling them, he shows people a newspaper article which confirms all of these things. The only problem is in checking with the newspaper, with the reporter that wrote the article, this man, this imposter, was the source of the information used in the article, who is now using the article to verify all of these false claims. Because he claims this background, many people believe him automatically. I call this the sheeple factor. They believe based upon credentials. They don't check the credentials, and they do not know that the credentials are totally false, fake, phony. Now, I exposed this man in my newsletter way back, 1989 or 1990, I forget exactly when. 1 month after I exposed who this person really was, he ran in 2 issues of a magazine, I think all total, maybe about 4 to 6 pages of direct attack against me. And I didn't do anything about this because I thought that this person would stay where he was and nobody would be hurt by this person, but that's not the way it's turning out. And when he began to claim that he received a wound in Vietnam as a Vietnam veteran, then that's a slap in the face to every real Vietnam veteran who was ever really wounded in Vietnam that has ever walked on this earth. And for many who can't walk anymore on this earth. Now, we checked, ladies and gentlemen, we checked with all the police departments that he claimed to have been a member of. And we checked with the state of Idaho and the state of Idaho Bureau of Investigation. And the man has never been a police officer in his life and has never been a criminal investigator in his entire life. He did work in Idaho with the Canyon County Sheriff's Department for 6 weeks, after which time he was fired, ladies and gentlemen, for cause. Improper conduct is the term that they used. Improper conduct. He was employed during those 6 weeks as a narcotics deputy trainee, and that is the only sum total law enforcement history that this person has ever had in his life. We checked with the United States Army, and we're not going to go into the details of his military service or lack of military service. We're just going to say this. He was never, ever, according to the United States Army, a member of Army Special Forces or Army Intelligence, nor was he an officer in the United States Army, nor was he ever wounded in Vietnam. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that this person, while working as a prison guard for the Idaho State Prison, shot his own left leg off with a 12-gauge shotgun during a training exercise. The man in question is Donald Francis Ecker III, the research director for UFO Magazine, and he also has a talk show on Sunday nights on satellite and on cable radio network where he pontificates and where he has berated his audience for not checking the credentials of people that they listen to. So we have thoroughly checked his credentials, ladies and gentlemen, and you can do the same. Demand, if you want to check this out, you can do this. Demand that he give you the names of the police departments and law enforcement agencies that he has worked for. Call them and ask for a verification of employment. And you will find that he has not been a police officer at any of them, except Canyon County Sheriff's Department as a deputy narcotics deputy trainee for a six-week period. You'll find that the closest he ever got to law enforcement was at the lowest level prison guard at the Idaho State Prison, where he shot his own left leg off with a 12-gauge shotgun during a training exercise, and he claims that he received this wound in Vietnam. It is a lie. I fought in Vietnam. I know an awful lot of good Vietnam veterans, and I will not allow this lie to stand one single moment longer. You can also check his military history, demand that he furnish you a copy of his DD-214, or just give you his name and Social Security number, and you can write to the United States Army, as we did, and they will confirm that what we have told you here is true. Now that that's out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, let's get on to some more important business. Much more important business. Oh, and by the way, I would also like to berate his audience for not checking the credentials of the people that they listen to. Ladies and gentlemen, the video that I told you about is a video of what really happened at Waco, Texas, and it is a no-holds-barred video. It exposes all. Now, we have had, since they began putting that video footage up on the satellite for the news feeds on the KU band, we have people taping everything that went across there, and we have this video footage also, and we're in the process of writing a script and compiling it. There is one small clip of video that we did not have that Linda Thompson has, and she has done such a wonderful job in putting her video together that we are not even going to try to finish what we started because she has done such an excellent job. And hers is available for you now. And even though, by making this decision, we will lose money on all the work that we've done and the potential income that we could have had from that video to help with what we do around here, but in light of what's on this video, that doesn't matter. That's not even the question anymore. It doesn't even enter into the picture. You must see this video, ladies and gentlemen, and when you see it, tears will come in your eyes and a rage will well up in your heart, and you will know that America is no more. And at the highest echelons of the law enforcement agencies of this country and government, there exists nothing but godless, merciless, premeditating murderers and traitors. And I do not say that lightly. I mean every single word, every single inflection, and every single bit of emotion that it invokes. These people are the most despicable people that have probably ever walked upon the face of this earth, for they intentionally and with premeditation murdered an entire church full of people, destroyed their memories and reputations with a string of lies as long as the incident lasted, none of which were true. You must see this video. You must send $20 to Linda Thompson, and you must get this video. You have to get it. You must make copies, and you must, if necessary, you must drag your neighbors out of their homes to see this video. It's that important. It's more than that important. It's more important than I can ever tell you on this broadcast. It is probably one of the most important things that you will ever, ever do in your life, ladies and gentlemen. Now understand, I don't get anything out of this. I'm telling you to do this because it is the revelation that we have been betrayed, that we are at war, that those people were indeed murdered. For in this video, you can clearly see with your own eyes, a fire in the underground bunker where most of the people were found hours before the entire structure went up in smoke. You can see tanks, sealing the trapdoor entrances to the underground bunker where most of the Branch Davidians were trying to escape from the actions of the tanks. You can see the tanks collapse the stairwell so that those who were trapped upstairs could not get out of the building without jumping out a window where they were easy targets for snipers. You will learn, ladies and gentlemen, that most of the Branch Davidians were murdered well before the fire of the main structure ever started. And you will see with your own eyes flamethrowers on the front of those tanks clearly spouting napalm flames into the building. You will clearly see, with no problems whatsoever, a tank come around the side of the building when the fire starts on the second floor, with an agent on top of the tank who appears to have just jumped out of an upper window onto the top of that tank. You will see him with your own eyes remove a fire retardant hood. You will see another agent who's sitting on the roof of the house, whom we were told by the FBI was a Branch Davidian. But by examining this video, you can tell that it is an agent who came out of one of the upstairs windows. He's sitting on the roof. He jumps off of the roof, calmly removes a fire retardant hood from his head, and calmly walks away. He is, in fact, another scumbag traitor. You can see all of this, ladies and gentlemen. You will learn that what they told you was the bunker, the concrete house that you could see remaining above the burnt wreckage of the Branch Davidian church, was not the bunker at all. That is not where they retrieved the bodies from. Everything that they have told us is a lie. We are, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, at war. All of those people in that church were murdered. And I believe that it was for several reasons, not the least of which is the fact that they were considered by the New World Order crowd to be politically incorrect. They were Christians. They were self-sufficient, and they owned weapons, which was their right under the second article in amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. It was also their right to practice whatever religion they wish, as long as they broke no laws, and they had broke no laws. What amazes me, ladies and gentlemen, is that nobody in this country, except a very few of us, understood that something was terribly wrong when we were told that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms had attacked a church in Waco, Texas, because they had planned to commit mass suicide. We were told that on February the 28th, as we sat stunned watching this on our television sets. You can clearly see in this video that the Branch Davidians are not shooting at the agents in the initial raid on the 28th of February. There is no gunfire, I repeat, no gunfire coming from the church. None whatsoever. You can clearly see the agents huddled behind parked cars shooting with automatic weapons and pistols into the church, and that there is no return fire. There are no broken windshields, no broken windows from bullet strikes on any of those vehicles. There are no holes in any of the vehicles. There are no bullets hitting the ground around these vehicles. It is a total lie. You can see two teams of agents climb up to the roof. The team on the left, I don't know where they went or what they did, but the team on the right, the first agent up the ladder, manages to shoot himself in the leg, and it is clearly visible on the film. Shot himself. When they get to the top, they break out the window just at the top of the ladder. Three of the agents enter the room. You can see this clearly on the video. Three of the agents enter the room. After they enter the room, the fourth agent on the roof goes to the window and throws a grenade into the room and then fires two bursts from his machine gun into the room where his three fellow agents have just entered. They being fired upon, fire back. And you can see the bullet holes from their weapons coming out of the room. And one of them hits the agent who is on the roof, who has just thrown the grenade and fired his machine gun twice into the room at his own people. You can see him hit in the back of his helmet with one of these rounds. He is not seriously injured because of his helmet, which is Kevlar probably. And he immediately beats feet down the ladder. The three agents who were in that room, ladies and gentlemen, were killed. They were dead. The three agents in that room, ladies and gentlemen, were President William Clinton's bodyguards during his presidential campaign. Something really stinks here. It smells to high heaven. What I'm telling you tonight is serious. You must see this videotape. Linda Thompson is truly an American hero, in my estimation. She has placed herself in harm's way by producing this videotape. And I am sure that after this broadcast airs worldwide, that she and I both will be major targets of the New World Order, as if I wasn't already. I'm really fixing myself now, folks. I'll tell you that right now. And if this entire broadcast makes it out to you, it will surprise me, I can assure you. Send $20 to Linda Thompson and do it now. $20. Linda Thompson, American Justice Federation, 3850 South Emerson Avenue, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46203. And we must get this videotape into as many American hands as we possibly can, just in case there's any effort to round all these copies up and destroy them. Get a copy. Make several copies, as many as you can. Give them out to your friends. Disperse them as far as wide as you can. Hold meetings in your home. Show this video to every American citizen in this country. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we must clean house, and we must clean house any way that we can. This must be done, or we are all doomed. These people are traitors. They have no mercy, and their intent is plain. When you see this video, you will know without any doubt whatsoever that what we have been telling you for years is true. Is true. We are in serious trouble. You know, it's one thing, because I've known all along that this was true, that that's what they did. I told you that they were going to be murdered during the siege. I told you if this wasn't stopped that those people were going to be murdered. They would never come out alive. That's exactly what happened. And when it happened, I told you that they were murdered. I told you what we found in our investigation. But folks, knowing it and telling it to you is a completely different thing than seeing it on a videotape, even though I knew that this is what had happened. It was the videotape. It was the videotape that brought it home to me. That made it so real and made it so understood. And brought home to me what I've been teaching you all of this time. Made me understand more than I ever have what is coming in our future if we don't wake up. It's time to take a break, folks. Catch your breath and don't go away. I'll be right back after this very short pause. Ladies and gentlemen, if our sponsor was any other sponsor than what it is, I would not do a commercial during this particular broadcast. But what you're going to see in this video when you order it and when you get it is going to make you understand how imperative it is that you take steps now to protect your assets from what is sure to come and from what you will know without any shadow of a doubt whatsoever once you have viewed this Waco, Texas video that Linda Thompson has produced and narrated. Call Swiss America Trading now, folks, and if I have to tell you why, then you got no business listening to this broadcast at all. Call Swiss America Trading, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. Do it now. Get your free report entitled Tackle the Debt, written by Harry Figge, and mention my name, William Cooper, for a free newsletter on protecting your future. And I don't know what kind of future this broadcast is going to have after tonight, but if there is a future, you'll be helping to protect it, and hopefully, freedom for the world. I can tell you right now that what you're going to see in this video signifies that much of the freedom that anyone has ever thought that they had is not real at all. It's transient, fleeting at best. None of us may really have any freedom after a very short period of time. You're going to see this whitewashed unless this video gets out and we all stand up and scream with one voice, enough! Enough! And do something to protect yourself, your assets. You don't want to be huddling with your family in a ditch, folks. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. You'll be glad. You'll be glad, folks. When you see this video, you'll be so glad that you made that call. I cannot tell you how happy you will be. And if you don't call Swiss America Trading, call somebody. Do something now. What's coming, what this video signifies for our future, is terrible. Terrible. Call now 1-800-289-2646 and do it right now. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat upon him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with the beasts of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's from the Holy Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 8. It is the verse from which I derived the title of my book, Behold a Pale Horse. This book, ladies and gentlemen, is 500 pages of the most suppressed information ever printed in the history of the world. And if you don't understand what's happening, and you don't understand how we came to the point where our own law enforcement agencies are murdering entire congregations of churches, then you should buy this book and read it. It's also the only book in the world, to my knowledge, that's guaranteed. If you get it, and you look through it, and you don't believe that the information in that book is worth the money you paid for it, you send it right back to us, and we will refund your money cheerfully with no questions asked. No questions asked whatsoever. For CAGI members, the book is $25 postpaid. For non-CAGI members, the book is $30 postpaid. Send it to me, William Cooper, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901. And that address will be repeated at the end of this program. That's Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, spelled SHOLOW, Arizona, 85901. Whether you ever buy my book or not, I don't care. You had better send $20 to Linda Thompson right this moment. Do it. Don't ask questions. Don't scratch your head. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watch that video and what I told you on the air tonight is not in that video, if you don't see what I told you you're going to see in that video, then I will step away from this microphone forever. I will never do another radio broadcast again. I will disappear. I will get out of your lives. This is the most important video that I have ever seen in my life. It is the most important video that you are ever going to see in your life. And if you don't do this, you're going to regret it for the rest of your days. Believe me. You must get this video. You must make copies. You must show it to everyone that you can. You must hold meetings in your home. You must give this video away to as many people as you possibly can get to take it and watch it. For we have been betrayed, and we are going to be enslaved. by these people. These godless, merciless, premeditating, murderous traitors who occupy and control the highest echelons of our society, our government, and our military. And for those of you who think that they could have got this far in the subversion of this country, in the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, without the full knowledge and complicity of the upper echelon of the officer corps of all of the military services, then you are out of your rabbit mind. Out of your mind. And you'd better stop following the Trojan horses that are out there. You'd better grow up. You'd better wake up. Don't follow the Pied Pipers to the concentration camps, patriots. Don't give away your names and addresses and locations of your arms and ammunition to these Trojan horses, patriots. Don't follow people who talk about changing our Constitution because it doesn't work, patriots. Don't follow high-ranking officers who attended the War College and who interacted with these traitors on the level of the National Security Council and who are Freemasons, patriots. You had better heed my warning. I am a messenger. I have told you that over and over and over again. No one else in this nation, in this country, has the guts or the purpose or the will to deliver this message to you that you've heard tonight. We must exercise our rights under the Constitution to form a real fighting force that will protect the rights of the people. We have the right to form a legal, constitutional militia made up of the people. It must be well disciplined. It must have real leaders who are not Trojan horses. It must never participate in anything that even resembles breaking the law. And no violence must be advocated whatsoever until we are attacked again. And if there is another Waco, our militia must go to protect those people, whoever they may be, whatever color they may be, whatever religion they may be, whether that we subscribe to it, believe in it, or care about it or not. We must exercise our right under the second article and amendment to the Constitution, and you must teach your children now to use a weapon and use it well. Exercise your rights. Do not participate in any criminal or law-breaking activity whatsoever. Don't even allow the appearance of it. Never, never let anything come out of your mouth that even resembles the advocation of violence for any purpose. Take steps to protect your families and your communities. Make sure that you have an adequate supply of food and water on hand that can be protected from contamination, at least a 2-year supply. Make sure you have articles that you can use for barter, such as those articles that you can purchase from Swiss America Trading, such as toilet paper, Tampax, toothbrushes, toothpaste, tobacco, coffee, Hershey bars, etc. I'm not going to cover everything. I'm just going to give you an idea of what you should be thinking about now. ladies and gentlemen, get this video. Do it. Do it now. Send $20 to Linda Thompson, American Justice Federation, 3850 South Emerson Avenue, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46203. You can call this number, 317-780-5200. That's 317-780-5200. Or you can fax 317-881-2743. That's the fax number, 317-881-2743. You know, as long as I've been delivering my message, even though I know what's coming, even though I've been trying to wake the sheeple and power the people and try to save our freedom, it really didn't hit me, and I know it hasn't hit you yet, but it will when you see this video. It will when you see this video. It will hit you so hard, like a brick in the face. I took this video down to the editor of my local newspaper here. I pulled up in front of his house. He was standing there with another man trimming the tree in the front yard. And I told him that we needed a VCR and a television set. He said he had one. I told him to go in the house with me because we had work to do. And he wanted an explanation. I told him no explanation would suffice. You must see this with your own eyes. There is no way that I can tell you or prepare you for what you are going to see. He sat down with his wife and we played this video. And he and his wife were dumbstruck. Dumbstruck. Tears in their eyes. He wanted to know who I was because nobody here knows who I am. I told him that's not important. I gave him the videotape and told him to write what he saw in his newspaper. And that is what he is doing now. That is what he is doing now, and that's what you must force your newspapers to do also. But no matter how much they write about this in the newspapers, ladies and gentlemen, unless people see it, it will not come home to them. You must see this. It is the most incredible video footage that I have ever seen in my life. It is the most revealing, it is the most prophetic, for it is ringing a bell on future events. Make no mistake about that. Make no mistake about that, ladies and gentlemen. This video is so important. It is so important. I have devoted most of this whole broadcast to this. You must get this video. If it's the last video you ever buy or watch in your life, you must do it. It is that important. If you can, make copies and take it to the local video rental and have them rent it if they want. I hope they're patriotic enough that they would allow people to take it and view it and make copies for free. For all America must see this. Linda Thompson has sent this to the major networks and television stations, and they have refused to play it. Refused to play it. When you see this video and you understand that they've refused to play it to the American people, you're going to be absolutely incensed, enraged beyond your comprehension. This video is going to make you more angry than you've ever been in your life. But please control yourselves and don't do anything rash. Don't give them an excuse to enslave us before before time. We've got to get ourselves together and make sure that this never happens again. When I went to Waco, I expected a whole army of patriots to be down there. I expected other people to be able to understand what I understood about what was happening. It wasn't the case. There were some people there, but very few. Very few, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the people who came were macabre sightseers, ghouls, really. They wanted to see where the man who claimed he was Jesus died. It was enough to bring tears to my eyes, and this video was enough to make me cry. Literally. I'm not ashamed of that at all. And I don't think you're going to be when you see this either, when you understand, when the impact of what really happened in Waco, Texas, hits you right between the eyes from the screen of your own television set. It will be devastating. Literally, this videotape is devastating. People who are running our government and the agencies of our government and the top echelons of our law enforcement agencies, the people who are in members of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and the FBI could perpetrate such horrible things, cold-bloodedly murder an entire congregation of a church. It tells me that they have no God, no mercy, no conscience, no feelings, no emotions, that they are, in fact, despicable criminals and traitors. Let me tell you a little story about Waco, Texas. When I was there, it was obvious to me that there were quite a few people there who should never have been there. There were representatives of Interpol. The British SAS was there and furnished military equipment. They used British SAS reconnaissance aircraft with infrared heat-seeking equipment on board that could look down literally through the roofs and the floors of these buildings and tell where every single member of that church was at every single moment of the entire episode. They also had ground-based infrared heat-seeking devices which could see through the walls and tell them where every single person in that building was at every given moment. They had placed pencil-sized television cameras and transmitters through the walls and had bugged the entire building so that they could hear and see everything that happened inside, either with the heat-seeking infrared devices or with the television cameras, and they could hear every conversation and everything that went on. Interpol was there. Urban guerrilla warfare teams from the Department of Defense called Delta were there and were advisors, and Janet Reno admitted that on television during the hearings. They used military tanks and other military equipment provided by an army unit, not the National Guard. And they lied to convince the people involved to furnish the equipment and said that they suspected that there was an methamphetamine lab in the Branch Davidian Church. That also was a lie. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what happened at Branch Davidian in Waco was a practice test run that accomplished two things. It tested their ability to con the American people into accepting the murder of an entire congregation of a church based upon the fact that they were politically incorrect and were guilty of no crime whatsoever. Number two, it tested their technical capabilities to murder that entire congregation. It tested their readiness, their equipment, their technology, their abilities. And every mistake was duly noted, and every mistake will be corrected so that it does not happen in future events of this kind, and there will be many, many more, I can assure you. I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that if we as a people do not act in concert with each other, if we do not form our constitutionally legal and rightful militia according to our Creator-endowed rights and constitutionally protected rights, and go to the aid and rescue of people who find themselves in the future in the same situation, as disciplined, well-trained, constitutionally legal militia units, and fight the battles that we should be fighting, then we deserve whatever happens to us. Everything must be done legally, ladies and gentlemen. There must be no criminal activity whatsoever. The law must be obeyed in every instance. But you must exercise your rights. We must take every precaution and every step that we can take to protect ourselves, our families, our communities, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. For we have been attacked. And Waco was not the first attack. But it is the one that's going to bring the New World Order tumbling down about their ears. If you will just look at this videotape, ladies and gentlemen, you must do it. And after you do that, call Swiss America Trading. And then get busy. You all know what you must do, all of you. First, you must verify that what I have told you on this show is true. Then you must act upon that knowledge that it is true, and you must prepare yourselves for what's coming in the future. For Waco, it's just a warning. And I am just a messenger delivering another warning. I fear for all of you. God bless you. God bless America. Good night.